Yevamos, Perek Tes Vav, Mishnah Vav. Ha'isha shahalcha, hi uvaila l'medina sayam. Uvav yamra meis baili, tinasie v'titoksuba. A woman who goes with her husband to a faraway country, she comes back and she says, my husband is dead. She may remarry and take her ksuba, as we saw earlier. V'tsaras ha'asura, but her co-wife is stuck. Why? Because as we saw before, we do not allow the co-wife to get married based on the testimony of her other co-wife, because since co-wives hate each other, we're afraid that they might falsely testify to get their co-wife, their enemy, into trouble. Haizabas Yisrael Kohen Tochal Betruma Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. Here the Mishnah considers a very interesting question. To what extent do we not believe her about her co-wife? Rabbi Tarfon says that we absolutely discount her testimony with respect to her co-wife, and therefore her co-wife may continue to eat truma as though her husband is alive. Here we're referring to a situation where the husband was a Kohen and the wife can eat truma based on her being married to the Kohen. If the husband's dead, she may not continue to eat truma. Now, in this case, in a certain sense, we think the husband is dead because we allowed the first wife to actually get remarried. And therefore, one might have thought that we wouldn't allow the other wife to continue to eat truma, even if we wouldn't allow her to remarry based on her co-wife's testimony, because we're concerned she's lying because we're concerned they hate each other. But we certainly would not allow her to continue eating truma, since if a person is not allowed to eat truma and they eat truma, it's a severe violation. Nevertheless, Rabbi Tarfon says, no, we absolutely positively discount the testimony of co-wives regarding each other, and therefore she may continue to eat truma as before. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein zu derech motziasa midei aveira. This is not a way that will get her out of eating an aveira. In other words, it's ridiculous. In this case, we should at least be choshesh she's dead. We should suspect he's dead, and therefore she should not continue to eat truma lest he is actually dead, and that would be an aveira. Ad shete asura li nasei vasurim lachol truma. Thus, the only way to avoid aveira is to be machmir on both sides, to say, A, she can't get remarried, lest her co-wife's lying, but B, she cannot eat truma, lest her co-wife is telling the truth. Yevamos perek tes vav mishne zayin. Amrula amra meis bali v'achar kach meis chami. Let's say a woman goes ahead and testifies, my husband has died, and afterwards, my mother-in-law has died. My father-in-law has died. We already saw that mothers-in-laws and daughters-in-laws cannot testify for each other. They're among the women who are concerned might be lying, and because they might be lying, we don't allow them to testify for each other because they might be trying to get their mother-in-law or their daughter-in-law into trouble. So the Mishnah says if she testifies about herself and her father-in-law, such as to allow her mother-in-law to get remarried, tinase vititol ksuba, she may get remarried and get her ksuba. V'chamos asur, however, mother-in-law remains asur, because we don't believe her with respect that the father-in-law died. Haisabas Yisrael Kohen, if the mother-in-law is married to a Kohen, even though she's a Bas Yisrael, tochal betruma, divrei Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon here, like in the previous mission, assumes that she may continue to eat truma. We absolutely discount the testimony with respect to the mother-in-law. Rabbi Kiva Omein zuderech motziasa midei aveira ad shetei asura linase v'asura lachol betruma. No, her testimony about her mother-in-law at least creates a chashash, and therefore she has to be machmir on both ends, like before. Her mother-in-law may not remarry because the daughter-in-law might be lying, but she also may not eat truma lest she be telling the truth. The Mishnah now continues to give examples where we find a similar dispute. Kidesh achas michamesh nashem, ben yodei eze kidesh. A man marries one of five women. He doesn't remember which one he married. Kol achas omeres osi kidesh. And all five of those women said, it was you who I married. and doesn't want to be married to all five of them. So the halacha is no sin get l'kol achas v'achas. He has to divorce each one of them, less because he might be married to her. They can't remarry unless they receive a get from him. But what about the ksuba? Does he have to give a ksuba to each of the five, or perhaps to none of them, because hamotzi mechaber l'vraya, or can he leave it? So the Mishnah says, u'minech ksuba b'neim, he could leave the ksuba between the five of them, and they'll fight for it or divide it, u'mistalik, and remove himself, because he knows he's not chayiv more than one ksuba. He knows he is chayiv at least one ksuba, but not chayiv more than one ksuba. Therefore, he puts the single ksuba for all of them, and they will deal with it. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Einzu, Derech Motziato Midei Aveira, Ad Sheyiten Ksuba, Get Uksuba L'Chalachas V'Achas. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you have to give a get and a ksuba to each of the five. Why? So, one interpretation in the Gemara, it's a Machlokas Tanaim, says, this is because we're talking about a case where he was Mekadesh B'Bia. We know that at least midrabbanan, it is inappropriate to do kiddushei bia. It's pritzus, dick. One should marry a woman either using kesef or shtar, and therefore, because he acted in this pritzus dick manner, we fine him and make him pay all five ksubos. Similarly, gazal achas mechamisha ve'ena yadua yodeya me'ize gazal. A man steals from one of five people, and he doesn't remember from whom he stole. He knew he stole from one of these five guys, but doesn't remember from which one he took it. Each of the five people say, you stole from me. So what does he do? Similarly, he doesn't know. He knows he owes one of them. He doesn't know which one he owes. He could simply put the money between the five of them and run away. He has to pay all five of them back. Now, even though generally speaking, we would say, Hamotzi mechaver l'faraya, if you want to claim that I owe you money, you have to prove that that is indeed the case, and until you could prove it, I don't have to pay you. Here, where he knows he stole, we fine him and we make him pay.